Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Cancer. Even the very word conjures up unpleasantness, apprehension, foreboding. But being in the know can play a major role in reducing anxiety. So today on Healthline, we will seek to raise awareness about childhood cancers. Cancer is characterized by an unregulated division or growth of abnormal cells that can spread throughout the body. It's the name for a group of diseases. Common cancers affecting Jamaican children include leukemia, or cancer of the blood, lymphoma, or cancer of the lymph glands, and brain tumors.
Kidney cancers, the most common being Wilms tumor, cancer of the adrenal gland called neuroblastoma. More rarely, we will see bone cancers, cancers of the eyes, and cancers of the muscles.
Pediatric hematologist oncologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Michelle Rees-Mills. Childhood cancers are those affecting children ages 0 to 14, while in older children, there is some overlap with what are called adult cancers.
Childhood cancer, the majority are the result of changes in your DNA or your chromosomes. So a lot of it is not what we call lifestyle related, so it's not drinking or smoking. We don't have those associations in childhood. So there's oftentimes not a lot of things that you can do to prevent a child from developing cancer.
It is therefore extremely important that parents know the signs and symptoms of childhood cancers. Dr. Rees-Mills says leukemia or cancer of the blood is the most common childhood cancer in Jamaica. It involves the growth of abnormal white blood cells, which then travel through the bloodstream, crowding out the healthy cells. Signs to look for with this type of cancer include paleness, a lack of energy, and weakness.
Not able to keep up with their normal activities, so normally they could play tennis for an hour. After 5 minutes, they're sitting down and looking tired. You find that they're more susceptible to infection, so you find that they're getting more frequent fevers or may have a really bad infection like a pneumonia. And then you may notice signs of bleeding, which may be just spots under the skin, but may also be manifested by bleeding from the nose, you know, blood you might see in the urine, so different manifestations. And that's typically how a child with leukemia may actually present.
In Jamaica, swollen lymph glands are often referred to as wax and canal. They usually signal that the body is fighting an infection, but Dr. Rees-Mills says they may also be a sign of lymphoma.
Usually we look in terms of a particular size, location, and certainly if this is persistent for, say, you know, more than a month, then that's an indication certainly for you to, you know, get that investigated. Sometimes when that cancer starts in the belly or the abdomen, at that time, because it may be pressing on other structures, it may be associated with some amount of pain, but generally it's a painless enlargement of your lymph glands. With respect to brain tumors, again, another variety of presentations, but warning signs to look out for: headaches that may occur nighttime, don't seem to be relenting, associated, you know, with persistent vomiting. You may notice that, you know, child isn't walking as well as before, the speech may be slurred, the handwriting may be an issue, and in terms of vision, you may notice that the child may look like they have a cast eye.
As it relates to Wilms tumor, which affects the kidneys, this is usually seen in younger children, those under age 5.
And this is usually picked up by parents when they're actually bathing the child and they notice that, you know, they're feeling a lump in the tummy. And usually that's how they may present. Sometimes it may be associated with a little bleeding when they pass urine, but for the most part, again, a painless enlargement.
Pediatric hematologist, oncologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Michelle Rees-Mills. Usually with cancer, it's the persistence of the signs and symptoms that raise suspicion, such as a fever that is going on for 3 weeks, constant tiredness, or a headache that just won't go away. Parents are being encouraged to take their child to the doctor for a yearly visit to help with early detection of childhood cancers. That's it for part one of our two-part look on childhood cancers. Join us again next week when we'll look at treatment, and we'll also hear from the parent of a child who is being treated for cancer. This has been Healthline. For producer Lorraine Mendez, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.